WHCL, Clinton, New York.
It's 8 o'clock.
However appealing, I still have a feeling it's bad for me. Thank you.
Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Welcome to Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm so glad that you're listening tonight. I'm going to display some of my bad habits tonight, but only for your edification, as an object lesson. I started the show with the song that is our theme. It's bad for me. Well, everything's bad for me. As a matter of fact, I was just took a little walk, very like a 3 minute stroll, 2 minutes with my legs, 2 minutes. Over to the Hamelin College Cemetery, and I paid my respects to Alexander Wolcott, who famously said, "Everything I really like to do, all the things I really like to do." He said it a lot of times, a lot of different ways, but basically this way: all the things I really like to do are either illegal, immoral, or fattening. Well, I try to avoid the illegal. I'm not so. I don't know what immoral means because I tend to be amoral, but fattening, I'm certainly. I've been in that ballpark a number of years. And, yeah, it's bad for me. Al Boley singing with Ray Noble and his orchestra. Then we had Johnny Dodd's Black Bottom Stompers, Weary Blues. And, yeah, I feel weary sometimes. I think we all do. Some days I just get up and I want to, you know, just sort of sloth along the house, do what I can do. And it's like that. That was from 1927. And that recording had Louis Armstrong, who will be celebrating, well, he won't. I don't know if he'll be celebrating it, but will be celebrating his birthday in a few days. It'll be Monday, the 4th. Today's the 1st, so yeah, that'll work out. I got to do my math here. But Louis was on there playing with Johnny Dodd, was on clarinet. You had a lot of, I think Mez Mesro was on there on the tenor sax, too. It was an interesting little group, and Earl Hines on piano. Weary Blues, can't beat it. And I'll be playing a special mini tribute to Louis at the middle of this program. So stay tuned for that. And our theme, which you which if you have any sense, and I trust you do, you went out to get a beer when that was playing. I was just getting ready to do the show. So this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, or org dot, or whatever, whichever way. If you're dyslexic, then it's org dot. Here's Fred Elizalde and his Anglo-American band. Boy, is this bad for me. Boy, this really is bad for me. I'll tell you that. And I'm not kidding. Oh, boy. Sugar. Thank you.
those beautiful changes in
different keys.
Beautiful changes and
harmony. He starts and sees, then changes to tears. He's fooling around, most any old key.
What's that? Hear that minor strain? That's it, there it calls again. There's so many babies that
he can squeeze, and he's always changing those keys.
Oh, yeah. It feels like a good night tonight. Of course, it should. I mean, counterintuitively, it feels really good. And we begin with Fred Elizalde and his Anglo-American band with Sugar. And Sugar is something I got to, you know, watch a bit. And I'm not going to tell you why, because I don't want to get into that. But Sugar is the main thing. That's my particular Waterloo. Although some people prefer a chemical toilet. And California Ramblers, changes. Well, I do have to make some changes. I've been trying to make changes. I tell everybody I'm really trying to make those changes, and I am making changes, some really good changes, but obviously it's not good enough because there's the improvements have been minor. That was from 1927, and that was a good arrangement. I think the arrangement before was the Chalice arrangement. Actually, Sugar was, I'm certain that Adrian Rollini had that in his suitcase and took it over to Fred Elizalde, and that was used by Whiteman. So, wonderful Chalice arrangement used in Britain first recorded, and Doctor Blues by Louis Russell and his orchestra from 1929. And all my doctors have the blues. That's really in this theme. One doctor I used to have. I have no ill feeling here because, you know, it was a good relationship and everything. But I used to get the doctor used to tell me all the other doctors on the floor are saying, why aren't you controlling this guy better? And I was saying, well, I don't feel that bad. But there was a lot of peer pressure, so I felt worse for the doctor than I did for myself. That was terrible. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm holding up. I'm both legs for the time being, doing very well. Thank you very much. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org at Hamlin College in beautiful Clinton, New York. It's a bit warm, but it's lovely, lovely. So what else is bad for you? What specifically is bad for you? Well, caffeine. But I'm going to start with Marian Harris, who sings Tea for Two, because, well, I heard from somebody that tea is good for you, but it's also got some, you know, problems. But guess what? I'm going to ignore that. So even if it is bad for me, it makes me feel better. And caffeine makes me feel better, too. I couldn't possibly exist without caffeine, because you wouldn't hear this show. It would be broadcast at a slower speed. Perhaps only whales could hear it. Marian Harris in 1924, and here she is.
Sugar cake for you to take for in the movie plays of nowadays. A romance always must begin in June. Tales in magazines have all their scenes of love laid in the garden beneath the moon. But I don't miss that kind of bliss. What I want is this. A cup of coffee, a sandwich and you. A cozy corner, a table for two. A chance to whisper, cuddle and coo. With lots of hugging and kissing in you. I don't need music, lobster or wine, as long as your eyes look into mine. The things I long for are simple and few. A cup of coffee, a sandwich and you.
Thank you.
Use of a percolator is probably bad for you, but who cares, because it keeps you awake. And look at Voltaire. It was slow poison, because it took about 95 years to kill Voltaire. So I'll go with caffeine. It may be bad for you, but it's also good for you, because it keeps you mentally alert and somewhat emotionally stable, because you feel the opposite if it's been removed from your regimen. I prefer tea to coffee, and that's got its own set of problems, as I say. There's some question about tea, but I haven't noticed any ill effects as of yet. And that was Fowler's Favorites, Percolating Blues, 1927. Before that, we had Nick Lucas, Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You. Well, the sandwich is probably worse for you than the coffee, especially if it had mayonnaise and stuff on it. Forget it. That was from 1926. Yeah, leave the sandwich alone. I had a sandwich tonight. I leave the mayonnaise off, and you just don't put that stuff on there. Mustard's better. It's got turmeric. Turmeric's good for you. That is good for you, but this show has nothing to do about what's good for you. It's all bad for you. Tea for two. And while I can see the tea is a mixed blessing, and I will continue to drink it, the worst thing in there was the sugar cake. I wouldn't touch a sugar cake. You couldn't pay me. You know, you could hand me a $100 bill and a sugar cake, and both of them would be left on the table, because I wouldn't eat a sugar cake for $100. No way. No way, man. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying to be a good boy tonight, valiantly striving, endeavoring to be as good as I possibly can be, which isn't all that good, as it turns out. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And speaking of bad habits, oh, this is my worst habit. You want to know what my worst habit is? My really, really worst habit? The thing I really... It drives me, drives other people nuts, because this is my real bad problem. Crossword puzzles, particularly those crazy ones that you see in the New York Post that nobody else can do. I have a pride in doing those. That's my terrible habit, crossword puzzles. Anyway, yeah, those British jobbies, they're terrible. Russ Papalia and his orchestra, 1925. Crossword Mama, you're puzzling me. Thank you. Now, talk about something that's bad for me. That's really bad for me, blowing off steam. I do that a lot. And I get mad over for nothing, and that's not a good thing. That is one of the terrible things. I'm just trying to keep all my cerebral blood vessels intact, and that's hard to do sometimes. Because when I lose my temper, it's usually over nothing very serious at all. But I realize that. Anyway, that was the New Orleans Owls, Blowing Off Steam, 1926. And also, that was recorded in New Orleans. Before that, the New Orleans Wanderers, Johnny Dodds, Lil Hardin Armstrong there, playing that, and credited to Armstrong. That was her. That was her composition. Too tight. And yes, if you eat the wrong things, then things will be too tight. And things are less tight than they used to be, so that's always good. I'm trying to get down to a nice even size, lower than what it is now. And I'm not going to tell you what that is, believe me. And we begin with Russ Papalia. I'm going to pronounce it. It's P-A-P-A-L-I-A, and his orchestra. Crossword, Mama, you're puzzling me. Terrible habit. That leads to blindness. 1925. And I'm Andy Sr. You're listening to Radiola. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight or streaming or however you're getting the show. I hope you're, and chances are, I do appreciate, however you're getting it, I really do appreciate it. So chances are we're getting out there somehow. Continuing. I have to admit, this is something I've been known to do, too, so don't worry about it. Art Tatum from 1934, and I had a suggestion. I should have picked Alcoholic Blues. Well, I'm not going to go that far, but I'll pick this one because this is much more my speed. Thank you.
Every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't shake it. You're getting to be a habit with me. Break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Yes, two songs on a very similar theme, and that was the incredible and amazing West End Jazz Band, led by and with a vocal chorus by Mike Beason, the West End Jazz Band of Chicago. I've made a habit of you, and well, that could be better. I'm going to send that out to a friend of mine anonymously. It seemed to be very appropriate as I was thinking about it, so let's see what happens there. No further things need to be said. Before that, Guy Lombardo, You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. Very sort of a reverse on that. 1933. Bing Crosby singing there, and how could you miss him? Yes. And Guy was the favorite musician of the guy we're going to honor next, but I'm going to get back to that in a minute. Art Tatum beginning with Cocktails for Two, 1934. Well, yes, Guy Lombardo was very much admired, very, very much admired by Louis Armstrong, which would seem counterintuitive, but in the late 20s, I think it was 27, 28, the guys were in Chicago, and Guy and his band was in Chicago, the Royal Canadians, and Louis used to get home from the gig every night with his friend Zooty Singleton. They'd go and get some steaks out of the refrigerator, and they'd turn on the radio, and they'd listen to Guy Lombardo. And one of the high points of their stay there in Chicago was sitting in with Guy. So Guy's not to be scoffed at. Guy's got cred. You know, you guys got some good credentials there, and you can't possibly take that away from him. But since we're mentioning Louis Armstrong, let's go with this. Here is a tribute written by Byron Walls, recorded by him also, from his 2002 album Calm, Cool, and Collected. And there's a link to that on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. He interviewed Louis Armstrong in 1958 when he was at college. And this is a tribute to Louis. And after this, we'll play a Louis Armstrong selection, actually within our theme. But this is our... And Byron Walls was nice enough to send this clip to me, so I have to thank him very much. And I urge you all to check out his website and his album, which I have linked. So if you find stuff you like there, by all means, I'm glad. Also, check out the West End Jazz Band. They're westendjazzband.com, but they're also linked on my Radiola blog. So don't there's all that stuff that's on the playlist tonight. So let's do that. And since it's getting to be almost that time, this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I'm Andy Sr., and this is Radiola. And here's Louis.
Louis, you were a hero to me. Music to you was like honey to bees. You never took yourself too seriously. Satchmo, you were a natural. Louis, your band was second to none. Billy Kyle, Edmund Hall, and Crummy Young. Stomping at the Savoy or on Sugar Hill. No one could touch you, no one ever will. I miss you, Louis, now, where did you go? I guess the Lord likes music, so we booked your show. If there's a heaven and you're playing there, I'll bet you old Gabriel's playing second chair to Louis. The whole world loved you a lot. Love your spirit and your late jazz heart. I want to thank you for the joy you brought to us. Louis. Heaven and you're playing there, I'll bet you old Gabriel's playing second chair. Louis, the whole world loved you a lot. Love your spirit and your late jazz. I want to thank you for the joy you brought to us. Louis.